Vayter and Shasfer and Daf Tesva are picking up on your Yudalim Beis by the bottom of the page. Two, five lines up from the bottom. Toshima, wa, 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 wa. Continuing in the world with the discussion. Beisham, Beisil, the Beisham may really go according to their own logic, in which case when we have a problem, Lo says, go, de, do. Zok the Gemara, Toshima. So we're going to try to see that indeed they did go according to their own shtickle. Toshima, Dhamma, Rabbi Yochanan, Benuri, Hey, Echalacha, Zura, Vechas, Beisil. How can we go and make this be spread out throughout Klai Yisrael? In other words, how can we make this work? Because according to Beis Shammai, you're allowed to have Tzaris Erva has to do Yimur Chalitza. According to Beis Hillel, that would be in Issacharis. How to make this work? Come on, let's make this work. Nasa can be Shammai. If we do according to Beis Shammai, then a Vlad Mamzer will deliver Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, it's a Mamzer. Nasa can be Beis Hillel. If we're going to Beis Hillel, then the woman doesn't have to be involved at all with this. She just goes free, right, if it's a Tzaris Erva. But then, no chalitza or anything, then what happens? A Vlad, Pagam, with the Rebbe Sham, and then it's the Isser of a lav, it's at least a lav, in which case, and a Kohen Zalat ends up being with a Kohen, it creates a halal, and we got to sell some pretty brahms over here. So, Bo, in the second limb, Litzaris, I have an idea. Let's set up that what should they do? Beep, turn the page. Tezvav. Let's make it that they should at least do chalitza. Rashi says, V'yinasu l'shuk. Behechsher Lidirekol. According to everyone, they're going to be able to go to Shuk. Everything's good. Lo Hispig Ligmor is a Davar Adshin Niftara Asha. They weren't able to go actually and set this up until the time ended. They weren't able to get it off the ground. So says Gemara, Amalar Bisham Gamil. Manasalem Litzarasa Rishonas Meyato. If you want to go ahead and do this, right, and you want to try to put this in play, what are we going to do with those Tsaras, the original Tsaras that happened until now? Right, because we know, fine, you're going to set this in motion. That means that you're saying that everything Beis Shammai did was wrong. Therefore, all the previous examples, circumstances where Beis Shammai allowed them to go on and do Yibam, are now all going to be Lemafreya Mamzerim. As a Gemara, now, Iyamar Bishlama also, if you say that Beis Shammai actually did it, that they lived according to their logic, that Tzaris Erva was allowed to go and do Yibam Chalitza, has to, then I need to Ka'amar Manasa. Now we can understand what the law should have. What are we going to do with all these people? Eliyamar law, so they didn't do it yet, so my Manasa. What does that mean, my Nasa? What are we going to do with all these people? Must be that they actually did do. Beis Shammai actually acted upon their understanding according to their halacha. It's like nine. Lo nischa el letzara atzma. It's not talking about that person. It's talking about the mamzerim. It's talking about the tzara herself. Lo nitz uman nase hachikam. That's what it means to say. Hanach tzaras Beis Hillel. Those tzaras according to Beis Hillel who ended up not the children of those who ended up after the fact of doing yibum chalitza. But the women themselves that just went out to the shuk because the Tzaris Erev, according to Beis Hillel, does not have any Yibam Chalitza. She just goes out and she ended up getting married. What are we going to do with her? What's going to be the case? So Beis Shammai, Hichin Avidlu, what are we going to do? Because according to Beis Shammai, this is a problem with Lav. So Lich Letzu, if you want to suggest, let them do Chalitza right now. They're married, but let them do Chalitza right now. But Mimasei Agarayu, they're going to end up becoming disgusting to their husbands because the husband's going to be like, what? I married you, even though you have to do Chalitza? That's disgusting. That's gross. V'chitem alamei osin. So let them become disgusting. What's the big deal over here? Just let them get out of the halachic issue. Dirachei odarchei no'am. V'chol nesivos seh shalom. The Torah says that it's pleasant and that it's nesivos, its paths are of shalom, of peace. So we wouldn't want that to happen. So therefore, how are we going to deal with this? Nevertheless, we don't see that Beis Shammai is going according to his own logic. We're not saying that nasa means it was done them. It means in terms of all the other according to Beis Hillel, in which case, right now, we don't have a source to say Beis Shammai did according to his understanding. Tosha Malach tried to find from another place, Tamar Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon is a Talmud of Beis Shammai, and he says, Te'ivani Masai Tovot Tzaris Abbas L'yadi V'seno. I just can't wait when the Tzara, with the co-wife of my Bas, of my daughter, should come to me and I should be able to marry her. Rashi says, Tovot Tzaris Abbas Me'achi Liadi, from my brother. So you have Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven marries Shimon's daughter, and he marries someone else. He goes, I can't wait till the Tzara comes to me, I'll marry her, I'll do Yibam on her, just like Beis Shammai, says Rashi. So clearly, according to Beis Hamayis, he's going, no, Ema Va'asiena, I'll get her married off. In other words, Rashi says, L'shuk, the Rebbe Sill, married to somebody else. Rashi explains that this is like some sort of chiddush. Rim ke Beis Hillel, ma chiddush, kuli ama hachinogu. It's like, I can't wait to do this chiddush of Beis Hillel. You really want to say, can I do the chiddush of Beis Hamayis? So what are you doing with that lashon? He says, no, l'fuku midi Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. It's coming to exclude Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who's trying to make this little pshara between Beis Hamayis and Beis Hillel, and to say that you do chalitza. So he wanted to show, we don't know the Gemara Chaim Nuri. So if I can't wait this happen, to marry her off in a way, she doesn't have to do chalitza. Okay, so we don't have a raya. Continued attempt. Toshima, Maisa would be the Shabbat Gemara Chaim Nuri, the daughter of Rabbi Gamliel, Shaisa Nusula, Abba Achiv, and Maisa Balaban, and she was married to Abba. That's Rabbi Gamliel's brother's name was Abba. She was married to Abba, the brother of Gamliel, Umais, and he died, but Balaban without any children. V'yibim Rabbi Gamliel, Tsarasa, and Rabbi Gamliel did Yibim on the Tsara. Aye, it's Ashes, Ashes. It's Tsaras Erva. How you go ahead? It's his own daughter's tzara, according to me, Selo's off the hook. And over here, it's saying that he ended up having, you know, getting together with the tzara tzareva. What's going on? Must be that he went according to Beis Shammai. He says, you're allowed to do such a thing. Beis Shammai did hold of his own shtickle. So says Gemara, what do you think? Does it make sense to say that he's from Beis Shammai? Of course not. He's from Beis Hillel. We know this. He's quite literally from Beis Hillel. Rashi says, "B'tmiyav alu mibnei banav shel Hillel." So of course he had like Beis Hillel. Elishani beat the Shomer Gamliel. The islandist haver. It's a different story because the daughter of Rabbi Gamliel was an islandist, and since she was an islandist, therefore the tsaris islandist does Yiba, because the islandists, it's like they weren't married in the first place. They weren't married in the first place. Now you can go ahead and be with the tzara, because it's like his daughter wasn't even in the picture. Frank the Gemara, really, how could you say that? We know Bahad Megitani Seifa, Cher Momim, there's other answer. Cher Momim beat the Shabbat Gamliel, islandist, she was an islandist. That's Mechlal, the Tanakama, so Lav islandist, so she was not an islandist, and him Kozei, he went and married the tzara. What's going on over here? How could he do it? Says the Gemara, Hikarba, Velo Hikarba, Hikar Benayu. Nine, you got it all wrong. Both the Tanakama and the Cherim, both everybody holds that she was an islandist, right? So then what's the difference? What's the machlokas exactly between the two of them? The machlokas is hikarba v'lo hikarba yikabanayu. Like we saw earlier, the discussion about mekachtos and that. So hikarba, I think Rav Asi and Rava, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe though, so don't hold me to that. But hikarba v'lo hikarba is talking about, let's say a person goes ahead and he married this girl, when the brother married the girl, did he know she was an islandist or not? Hikarba, she knew she was an islandist and decided to marry anyway, then maybe it's not called the Mekachtos. Let's read Rashi. Rashi says, Ella Latanakama, Dafka Delo Hikarba. We're talking about where he didn't recognize that she was an islandist. Who the have a Mekachtos? That's a Mekachtos. Aval Hikarba, but if he did know about it, then Sarasa Sura. But a Cheyram, I feel Hikarba, even if he knew that she was an islandist, Muteris, the Katani Haisa, Velo Katani Nimtes. She was, and not that she found to be. So even in a case where you knew, it's still not going to pat to her. But at the end of the day, we see both of them say she was an islandist, and therefore we don't have a raya, anything about Beis Shammai. V'boi seima. Another way to understand this, machlokes in Tanakama and Acherim. Again, both of them say they're islandists, but rather, kanasa b'sof gerish yikabenayu. The difference between them is a case where the brother marries and then divorces one of them. So what happens? Rashi explains, Tanakama yidish yigirish achiv esbito. Since the brother divorced his sister, his daughter, Kodem, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven ends up marrying Shimon's daughter and Rivka. So what happens then? He divorces Shimon's daughter, and then he's only married to Rivka, and then Reuven dies. So in that case, Latanakama, Yidei Shigirish, Achiv, Hizbito, Kodem, Misa, before he died, Afa, Bishikvar, Kines, and Nachris, even though you married the other one, Vayutsaris, Zul, Elzu, Muteris, Hol, Vigirish. Since he got divorced, it's Erva, Libesof, Lebesof uleacherim they hold hol v'nichnas v'kines is anachris kodem gerishin de erva asura alibitus shabbat gamliel einless says everyone agrees that she was an einless, but it was a question about whether or not they were married at the same time, even if they were divorced or not. That's the difference. So number three. The difference between them is whether there's a tanai in bia. Rashi explains what that means is akonis isha. If a person goes and marries a woman and he does it all tonight, that she has no mumin, there's no impurities, no deficiencies, no problems. Nadarm v'nimsi yeshaleh. They found there is a tanakam. According to tanakam, mahani tonight, the tonight helps. V'avim mekachtos, it's a mekachtos. V'tanai hoyalo le'achiv Shirav Gamliel Bebito, and that tonight had Rabbi Gamliel's brother to his daughter. Vlon Iskaim, it wasn't Iskaim. Hilka Chalav Ishto, his daughter ended up not being his the wife. Vesosim Itara says Mutter. Vacherim Savar Dein Tanai Mo'o Bebia. Tonight does not help until the Bia. The Kivin the Ba, once they had Bia, Achuli Achel, everything is good and dandy. The marriage is consummated. Kidamino Beksuvas Be Mahadir, Ein Adam Osabilos Bilos Abilos. No, so the person wouldn't want to end up making his Biila, his physical relationship with a woman, retroactively as Nusadika relationship, and therefore Elam Yishum, the islandess is how you said, but again, they both said that she was an islandess. So we, after all said, no, we don't see that Bishamah went according to his reasoning over here. This is not a riot for nothing. Vaiter, let's keep going. Says the Gemara, Masav Rav Misharsha, Masav Bekiva, Sod Rav Bekiva, Shalikin Esrog Echad B'Shvat. He took an Esrog on the first day of Shvat. Now, be aware of the fact that we have this, the Shemitah cycle works 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now, what's 1, 2, 4, and 5? And what's 3, 6, 1, 2, 4, and 5? You have to give Meiser Sheni. You think of the Yerushalayim unit there. And the 3 and 6 is Meiser Ani. Now, when is it that the Meiser thing takes in effect? When does it take effect? Machlokas B'Sham B'Silal, either it's the first day of Shvat, or it's the 15th of Shvat. We see the Rabbi Kiva goes in, he took it on the first of Shvat. So it was after it came into effect, according to one of them, but it didn't yet the second one. Vinog bo shnei yisurin, and he took off Meiser Sheni double, right? Achas kedivir beishamai. What according to beishamai? He says that it goes according to the first of Shvat. Ve'achas kedivir beishamai. Malik beishamai says the 15th. Shmami na asu. Must be that beishamai goes according to the logic, even though it's against beishamai, and you end up having losses go to do. So the Gemara 9 is not true. Rabbi Kiva Gemari is topically. He had a suffix. He wanted to follow Beisilah, v'lo yodi ike Beisilah be'echad b'shvat amor, or b'chamisha b'shvat amor. He didn't know whether he's the one who said the first of Shvat the 15th, and therefore we did it on both, in order to be chumra for Beis Hillel, nothing to do with Beis Shammai. Vayter masav rabbi marzotra, masav marzotra from a Mishnah and Sukkah, masav yodah kalos shammai azakein, one time Shammai's daughter-in-law had a baby, she had a baby, and she was with the baby, and what did he do? Pichis is ma'aziva, he took up part of the roof, Rashi's tiach tich al tikra, moved the plaster that was on the roof, v'sichich gabri mita b'shil katan, and put tzchach there because of the katan. Rashi says, the sphere lay, l'shamai, but Shamai says, hitzich li'ima, katan hitzich li'ima chai basuka, even a katan needs his mother, still is chai basuka. So he made sure that he's b'shil shmami na asu, he did like Beis Shamai, because the fact is, they went ahead, and they made a place for her to sit in the kilu in the sukkah. So now we have los hiskodu. Says Gemara, no, hasam, different case. You know why? Even in that case, he's allowed a paschal like Beis Shammai and like Beis Hillel. Let me say it differently, like Beis Hillel and even like Beis Shammai. Because you know why? Because no one's going to think that they were paschal like Beis Shammai necessarily. Hiro omer lafushe avir kavod. The person who sees this happening is going to say, oh, he just did it to get more air in the room to make it more airy. Masim marzutra, we have no raya. Masim marzutra, ma'isa b'shokes yehu shahisa b'yushlaim. Those once Rashi says shokas is a even chalula, a hollow stone. Shetei tsinor, it ends up being a pipe. Hamakalei chamayim minahar, it takes water from the mountain. V'hoise nikres shokas yehu, that's what it's called. The yehu shokas, this pipe from shokas. And the story about what happened in Yerushalayim, v'hoise nekuva lemikvah. It was next door to a mikvah that had 40 saw. They needed 40 saw for a mikvah. Yehu's thing didn't have 40 saw, but its water was connected to a mikvah through the hole in the wall, and this is known as hashaka. And hashaka is able to go out and bring these two things together in a way that make it that it's a kosher dika mikvah. Rashi says nasan al gaba matbilin besocha ve'ein ba mem saw. It's not 40 saw. A mekum mikvah shalim hayu b'mayim shabitzida u'masarvim b'mayin hashokas. Derech nekev kishvoferes anot. Right, so that's the thing. Me'amayin ashokas. Right, so they're able to attach him. V'chol tyros shalib yishalayim nasan al gaba, and they used to go ahead and bring all the tyros and be tovel it there. V'sholcha be'shamay. V'yachivu b'shamay kimala, and they widen the hole. Rashi says yachivu u'pichaso roch ruba le arev hamikva yafet la arev hamikva. Yafa, he wanted to go and make it that it was wider. Beishamay Omer, Beishamay said that, Ad shetipaches berubach. he held you couldn't have this little hole that's going and connecting the two, but rather you have to have a majority of that thing broken open. So he did it in a way to break it open. Utananim, we learned in the Mishnah that that's not the case. Eruvim mikvos kishfafer sanod ba'uvio b'chalala. It just has to be like the opening of a shfafer sanod, which you saw a few times already. The skin bottle is opening the tube. That's how thick it has to be. That you could put two fingers in and be able to turn those fingers around. That's the size it has to be. Kishtei atzpos chosen l'mkom, and they're able to go and do it. So what do we see? Beishamai, who argue Beishila, but Beishamai did their own shtickle. Shmamina also, we see that they actually did it. They did like the way that they passed him, which is a problem. Says Gemara, no pasam, beep, turn the page. That's over my base. Over there, we're talking about a case where Haroah, even if he did do this, just like the case of the opening the roof, you're allowed to do certain times, but it's going to be paskening a different halacha, but no one will notice it necessarily because they wrote Omer lafushi mayu dekavi. They'll say, oh, the reason he did it is just to get like a better flow of water that's coming through. Rashi says, velo dami l'shtei toros. It doesn't look like two toros. Aval hecha de dami l'agudos agudos los abeishamik devrem. Then they wouldn't do like their own thing if it would end up being los is go to do. Now we're going to try again to show that beishamitaka does do. According to the logic, it was going to be through a nice little story. So here we go. Toshima, Damer Billy Ezer Bar Tzadok. Kishayisi lo made the Torah eats Rabbi Yochanan Acharoni. When I used to go learn Torah over there, I used to say Yochanan Pas Chareiva B'Melech B'Shnei Batzores. I saw he was eating bread that was dry and salt during a time when there was a drought happening. Basi v'dati alab, I came and I told me tate, Rabbi Yochanan really wasn't eating so much. Amali holech lo zeisim, here, bring him these zeisim, these olives. V'lachti lo, so I brought him olives. And what happens? Ra osan shehein lachin, he saw that they were lachin. Rashi says, v'huchshir l'kabatoma, we know that in order for something to be mukshir l'kabatoma, in order for toma to be transferred onto it, it needs one of the seven liquids, yad shachadam, one of them being shemen, and Shemin Zayis, and he saw that it therefore was Mukshul Kabal Tumah, Vikli Cheres Tame Al Gabe Hamaretz, Amaretz, Vishemin Naga Begav Chavis, maybe touched the inside of the barrel, Vitaimel Midrabanan Vitimasam. And therefore he was worried that maybe it's Tame. Amar Li Eli Ain Any Ochal Zaysim. He says, nah, I don't eat olives. Thank you so much. You don't want to like call him out and whatever. So he says, you know, he said, nah, I don't eat them. Basi vodati alatzaba. I came right to my father. Amali said to him, Leich v'amar lo chavis nekuva. He says, no, tell him that it was a jug of oil, of olives, that was nekuva. It had a hole in it. Okay, what's the elosh shestamua shmarim? But there was a shmarim, the dreg from the stuff left in there. It stopped up the hole. It was sasamit, it blocked it. And that's why it was moist. Don't think it was wet because it was Hokshal Kapatumah, says Rashi. Mishulea Haisa Nakuva, Kadei Shiyeti Mashka Azov, Minazesim, the stuff that comes out of the Zesim that they pour out, that it should go to come out of the hole, Chutz. Vikilin the Galidaite, the Lo Nichale Bey, Lo Machsher. Now we know of Chiyutan, it teaches us in the Pasuk that in order for somebody to be Kapatumah, it can't just be the design liquids, but you have to want that to happen. The fact that there was a hole in the side was saying that he didn't want that to happen, therefore it wasn't Mukshah, and therefore you can go ahead. And you can eat it. Rashi's v'leyotzem in a mashkin l'fikachin lechem. They were moist because of that. Okay, now let's explain what happened. Utananim, we learned in the Mishnah. Chavis shel zeisim gulgalim. If you have a barrel of olives that were very tight together, Rashi's come on beitzim gulgalas d'chukim v'omdim b'chavis. They're all squished together in a barrel. Beishami omim say ain't tzrich l'inakav. You don't have to go and put a hole there. Rashi explains that ain't tzrich l'inakav. You don't have to make the hole. The mohel ayotzim and a zesim. The liquid that comes out of the zesim, out of the olives, may peros hain. It's considered may peros. Vein machshir, and it's not considered one of the seven liquids. So he says it's not the olive oil, the stuff that's coming out of it. So you squeeze it. So the stuff that's kind of like seeping out, that's not something with this machshir l'kavatoma. Beisel omim tzrich l'inakav. He says no, you have to go. You have to make a hole. Rashi says Shemol Machshir Kishem and Tzichalinkov. She Yitzah Mashkel Lachutz Leglu Yedai to the Lanichalei Bei. You don't want it, otherwise it's going to be Mukshel Lekabel Tumak. Modim Sheim Nikfu Ustamum Shmarim Sheitar. But they're masking that if one made a hole and then it got stopped up and then the liquid stayed in there, that it's still going to become. It's not going to be tahor. Meaning it's not going to be mukshel lekabel. It wasn't mukshel yet. It's not going to be kabel tomei. V'yafabi shetalmid shamay haya. And even though this is a talmud of shamay, who's speaking up over here? This is the tatet tzaddik who's speaking up over here, and he was a talmud of shamay. Kol ma'is of la'asa elik kedivrei Beis Hillel. Everything he did was according to that of Beis Hillel.
So if you want to say the Taka Beis Shammai did do the way that they understood, even if it's against Beis Hillel, then Hainu Revuse, then that's the Chiddush over here that Rav Tzadok is pointing at them to say, oh, you should know that I went like Beis Hillel. Otherwise, we would have said he went like Beis Shammai. Unless, again, if we don't do like Beis Shammai, you wouldn't have to say any of this. The fact that we go like Beis Shammai, that's why Beis Shammai goes according to his shitas. Therefore, that's why he had to speak up. So if you want to say that we don't go like it, so my Rebbe would say, what chiddush, what would there have been over here? So what do we see? We see from this Braisa that Beis Shammai actually did start doing, they were asu, the way that they understood. Okay, Tashma, that's number one. I'm giving another raya that Beis Shammai actually go in according to their own logic. Tashma, Shalu es Rabbi Yeshua, they came and they asked Rabbi Yeshua. Keep in mind, we're going to see in a moment, this is the Rabbi Yeshua who says that a mamzer only comes from chayve misa. Someone is chayve misa, and then they have the child, then it could be a mamzer. But if someone is chayve lavin, then, even if it's an erva, we're going to get there in a minute. Hold off on that. Toshima, Shalos Rabbi Yeshua, that's the question of Rabbi Yeshua. Tzaris Abasma, what's the name of Tzaris Abas? And it was Tzaris Erva. Is he allowed to go and take the Yava, the Tzara? Amalayim, he says, what? Machulk is Bishami Silo. This is the Machulk Bishami Hillel. Bishami says you're allowed to take the Tzaris Erva, and Bishil says you're not allowed to. Valacha kedivri me. He said, okay, who's Allah like? Amalayim, he says back to him. Why are you putting my head between two big mountains, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? You want me to go ahead and get involved and start making a decision over here? What are you causing me these problems? These two machlokos gedolos. Meaning in this case, like a machlaka, two big sections and categories. Maybe Shammai or Beis Hillel, being Beis Hillel. What are you getting me involved over here? Misari ani Shammai Yarotsu Gilgulsi. I'm scared that they're going to crush my head. Rashi says, Kamova Teretz Gilgulaso Vadavi Melech. Loshan Ritzots. They're going to go and they're going to crush, they're going to kill me. If he outright says, like Beis Hillel, what's going to happen? Then everyone else that married at Tsaris Erva, that's a problem. That's Kares. And they end up making everybody into mamzerim. So they're going to be upset. They're going to come kill him. Aval, I'll tell you one thing, though. There's one thing I will say. I can testify about two people. Aval, ani meid lechem al shtei mishpachos gedolos shehayu b'Yerushalayim. I'm going to testify about two big families that were found in Yerushalayim. Mishpachas Beis Tzvoim miben Achmai. And another family name, Mishpachas Beis Kofayim miben Mikoshesh. They come from big people. Shehem b'nei Tzaros. They themselves came as b'nei Tzaros, the children of Tzaros. They got married like Beis Hillel. In other words, they didn't do, they were Tzaros Erev, and they went out to the shuk without doing a chalitza. And umehem Kohanim Gedolim v'shimshu al gabe mizbeach. They were great people. Rashi says, come on, paruch, kaboy minei Tzaros. They asked about the tzaros, the kapashat lu b'nei tzaros. They started answering about the children. That's not a problem. It's just chayv elavin. So we're going to ask about that in a moment. But the point is, he says they were great, great people. Now, Iyamir Bishlama also, if you want to say that Bishami went according to his own reasoning, he went according to his halacha, then Hainu to Kama Misarini. That's what it means. He says that he's scheduled to get killed. Aliyamir Los, if you want to say that they didn't go according to the reasoning, right? Los is going to do issues. Then am I Kama Misarini? What exactly was he scared of? You'd never come to the case with his mamzerim because Bishami would be maskim to Beis Hillel. So what's Pshat in Bishami and Rabbi Shua? The fact that he says it must be that there were mamzerim means that they went like Bishami. They went according to it was Asu. Now, even according to the logic, they say that Beis Shammai went according to the old halacha. Now, what's Beis Shammai? He's saying, I'm going to be scared that the ones that are going to be mamzer are going to kill me. Ha'amar Rabbi Yoshua ein mamzer ella mechayve misos bezen. He says a mamzer only comes from mechayve misos bezen. It doesn't come from chayve krisis even. Chayve lavan, chayve krisis. It has to be chayve misos bezen. So according to Rabbi Yoshua, even if the halacha is like Beis Hillel, these people would have ended up being mamzerim because the mamzer is only coming from chayve misos bezen and a tzaros. The tzara of a daughter, or tzara's erva, won't fall into that category. So, like, what are you nervous about in the first place? Says Gemara, and he nami the mamzer lavi. It's true that he knows that these kids wouldn't end up being a mamzer. However, pugam miu have, but he would be pugam. In other words, what would happen is this woman who didn't do chal. Again, the case here would be that it's Erva's, it's Tzaris Erva. So then this man, Reuven and Shimon, Reuven marries Shimon's daughter. Let's put it as, Reuven marries Shimon's daughter and another woman, Shaniqua. And then Reuven dies. And then Shimon ends up marrying the Tzara. I don't remember what I said anymore. Shaniqua? Okay, marry Shaniqua. Now what ends up happening is the kid that comes from that relationship, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is not going to become the mamzer. Pogam yahavi, but it would be pogam, meaning if it ends up being a girl, she is now not allowed to go ahead and marry a kohen, or if her father was a kohen, she can't have truma. It becomes like a chalala. So it ends up messing her up. Mikal v'chomer me'almana, we learn this as a kal v'chomer from an almana to a kohen gadol. Just a rule to be aware of. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a widow. A regular Kohen is allowed to, but a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to. B'kal v'chomer almana, what is a kal v'chomer? Ma almana and almana, she'in yisur noig bakol. Her isur doesn't apply to everyone, only to a Kohen Gadol. And pina bina pagum, her son is going to be pagum, gets messed up. He ends up that he can't have truma. And they're not allowed to be married to Kohanim. Zo, she isura shava bakol. Then the case over here, which is the Tsaras Erva, who is usher to everyone because of the fact of Eshazach, is going to be, and that applies to everyone, then culture game, what's going to happen is going to mess up the kid. Rashi says, Zo, she isura shava bi yisur elim kish kibit Kohanim, eno din she shabina pagum, that their kid's going to become pagum. In any event, that's why he was afraid. Now, Kaboy Minitzaros, Gemara goes back to the point that Rashi pointed out, we're going to ask a question. And Kaboy Minitzaros, they asked him about the Tzaros, Erva, of a Kaposhet Lu Benitzaros. And he started giving an answer about the children of an Erva. What's going on over here? Says Gemara, Tarti Kaboy Minit. No, Rabbi Shua, they were asking really two things. Tzaros Maya, they want to know what's the din of Tzaros Erva. In other words, do we go ahead and we mask him to be Shammai, that Tzaras Erva is allowed to do Yibam, or like Basil that not? Vintim Slob, but Tzaras can be Hillel, if you want to say it's like Basil. And Tzaras Mai, Vintim Slob, but Tzaras can be Hillel. B'nei Tzaras, then the children of Tzaras, the Basil of Basil, Lib Beishamai, according to Beishamai, Mao, what's the din? In other words, according to Basil, we know that the Tzaras Erva goes out to the Shuk. But what's the din according to Bishamai in such a case, if they would do that? Do we say that they're not allowed to be with Kohanim or not? In other words, because we know that Bishamai says you have to do Chalitza. So when they're over this lav, now does he go so far as to say they're still going to be a lav? Practically more Lamayin Navkamina. Who cares? We go like Beis Hillel. So what does it make a difference what Bishamai says? Gemara now says, Enichinami, just to answer that wouldn't be the reason, but to understand it for something else would make it different. Lemishat, in order to be able to answer up a question of Vlad Machzer Grushasa LeBeis Hillel, what would be the din of a Machzer Grushasa, so someone who divorces his wife? His wife then gets married to somebody else. They then get divorced or the guy dies. And now he goes and remarries that wife. According to Beis Hillel, what would be the status of that kid? Rashi spells it out, and so read it. Lemishat Vlad Machzir Grushasa, Mishin Yiseis, La'acher, he married someone else, V'chzira, and then gives him back, V'yodolo, and then they have a child, V'lobas, Osabas, that daughter, Ma'hi L'kohanim, L'beis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel, V'beis Shammai, V'b'nei Tzaros, Nishma L'beis Hillel, V'bas Machzir Grushasa, D'havinami Chai V'lavin, it's also a case of Chai V'lavin. So what would be the outcome of this case? And so we don't understand over there, it would be the same answer. Do we say mikamin and kal v'chomer that uma almana l'kohen gadol and almana is only also to kohen gadol she'ini sura shavu b'kol not everyone else and ben apogum is still going to be a pogum so zoshi sura shavu b'kol applies to everyone kohanim and yisur elim in odin shabbat apogum for sure this girl is going to be also to kohanim modilma do we say ikal mifrak you could ask a question of the kal v'chomer and it shouldn't work maybe you can't learn from the kal v'chomer because mala almana she atzma mischalelis the case of the almana is that she herself becomes a chalal. She was already also to be by Kohanim because she was already a Grusha. So nothing new is happening where she becomes a Chalala, but this Almana actually now becomes a Chalala at that stage, and therefore you can't learn one to the next. We have no right to say that this girl, this kid that's coming out of is going to be a Chalala. The Amar Lahun, Rabbi Shua answered, it says, Saros Misyareani. Scared of those kids that are going to come from that, right? Because if I'm going to go now, I'm going to say it's like Beis Hillel, and to say that the Tzaras Erva, you're not allowed to do Yibam, you know what's going to happen? Then the kids of anything that happened already that goes within the world of Beis Shammai's opinion, they're going to go ahead and they're going to end up being Chayiv Kares, right? It's an issue of Kares. And even though, right, because the parents are Kares, and even though according to Rabbi Yeshua, that's not called a Mamzer, still they're going to be off, they're not going to be with Kohanim anymore, and therefore they're going to be upset, and they're going to try to kill him. That's why he doesn't want to answer that. Beep, turn the page. Test Zayin Amad Aleph. B'nei Tzaros ani meid lachem. When it comes to Hillel's din, that if these women go ahead and they marry a woman, I would say you have a... Reuven and Shimon. Reuven's married to Shimon's daughter. Reuven dies, and now there's a Tzaras Erva, and that Tzaras Erva goes out to the Shuk, according to the Beis Hillel, and goes to marry someone else, and he chalitza, and that's what, like he says, okay, what would Bishame do? Would they say that they're no longer good for the Kahuna? Them, I could be made to let you know that there are very prominent families that had exactly this circumstance happen, and they're Kohanim Gedolim, and they worked on they did the Avoda on the Mizbeach, in which case, don't be worried about that. Meaning that when it comes to Beis Shammai, in the world of Beis Hillel, of an Erva Sarah that doesn't do Chalitza and marries out, what's going to be with the children? That, I can tell you that don't worry about it. Beis Shammai doesn't object to that, and it's going to be fine, and these kids are not going to be a Chalalim. Rashi says, Shehim Kohanim Gedolim. Okay, yeah, that's it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.